This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
About Shimshin's choice of an Isha Plishtis. And we discussed that actually it was Hashelt, the Bein Shleilam's master plan that he should marry this Plishtis. Yet it's because of the way he expressed himself, Shara Beinai, he lost his Gedula. He was supposed to be Mashiach, as we spoke last week, and we'll speak again a little bit more this week. Shimshin was on the Darg of Mashiach. He actually accomplished somewhat of what Mashiach HaMitz Hashem will accomplish, to save Klal Yisrael from the hands of the Goyim. Yet, he fell. And he fell, as we learn later in the Pesukim, they poked his eyes out because of Yishara Be'enai, the expression that he used, Yishara Be'enai. His parents did not take well to his choice of Shidduch. They stayed in Pasik. They were very upset. They gave him a Musa Shmuyas. Ha'ein b'bnei sachecha b'chalani isha ki atahilev l'kachas isha posi gimel for perik yedalit. They v'yed a good tatata mame, they're giving him a musa shmuyas. Ha'yitachin ha'goyte ha'yitachin. Mefarshim talk that Avadi was megayahar, and the question is, what was the problem? There's big raid in Achreinim about it. The Geirus was so 100% complete. Was it a full Geirus? Was it a Geirus L'Shem Shemayim? It's a big discussion, halach, which I don't want to get into. We touched on it last week. But this is all the introduction necessary to see the next episode and what happens to Shimshin, and that is Vayered Shimshin ve'avi ve'imnei Timnasa. Pasikei. They went down to Timna. Vayavoyu at Kalme Timnasa. And they went all the way to the Kramim, the vins of Timnasa. Is it so important for us to know exactly where the vin? In Brista Zeltmin, as we mezokti beranaise, the details, everything's in the details. Chaim met so and so behind the train tracks and the details. That's good, Mistamu, when you have to question the authenticity of a story, the details are important. In Tanakh, there's got to be a reason why we need to know exactly where Sinishna Genug Mizgigayin and Timnas, but they were. Yeah, they came to Karmi Timnas. So Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to speak out that the Malbim already says a Meiridika Pshat here, the Goyin says a Meiridika Pshat. Actually, it's a Medrash of Parshas Nasi, which says a different pshat, which we'll get to a little bit later. Perik Tes, Medrash Rabbah in Nasi, will have a good explanation. Chazal give us a good hezbel. It's not a pshatov v'imazokt. There's a whole deeper meaning here. Why it's important for us to know that they went to Karmi Timnos. Uncle Panim, the Malbim pshatov pshat, is that it's really negated to the next part of the pasuk, and that is v'hinei kfir arayis she'eg likrasei. And lions, he gets attacked by the lions. She'eg, kvichit, mishrait. Zokter Malbim, it's important to know that it was Bikarmi Timnasa, because that explains how the lions attacked him. And that is, as the Chgiven HaNazir, as a Nazir, he didn't actually go to Karmi Timnasa. He moved to the side. His parents went. They went to Karmi Timnasa. He couldn't go, so he broke away. Now he's left alone. Lions attack only when they see an individual. If it's a group of people, they're scared. I'm not going to question the science behind the Malbim. Malbim was a lot bigger than I will ever be. That the reason why it's important to know Karmi Timnose is because it explains how he got attacked by lions if he went with his mother and his father. The tata would have protected him. Not because the father is any keches, it's a group of people. The fact that he gets attacked is because obviously he couldn't go to Karmi Timnasa. If Azai Shreit, the question it begs to ask, so why would they go to Karmi Timnasa? It's the Chakut Tekasha. If your son Shimshon can't go there, why take a route where you're going to have to split up? Unless maybe, poof, it happened that way. Efshel. The pasuk saying vayavayu doesn't mean they went there with an intent to go there. Maybe they just came across Karmi Timnasa, and the pasuk is saying that he had to separate from the group, and the male of the lions got him. As I tell you, Chazal will amitz Hashem tell us that there was a specific reason for them to go to Karmi Timnasa. We will wait a little bit longer in the shir, and as we explain the psukim more, things will become more clear. What is the significance of Karmi Timnasa? Why are they taking a trip to a place that Matanish gay? It's like taking a kayin to Trebes HaKfaris. Would you take a kayin on a trip on a tour of Kfarim? Why would they take Nazir Shimshin to Karmi Timnasa? Now you can ask me a question. What's the problem? Schar Amir Lenazira Nazir the Gemara State Club. That a Nazir should not even go near a great point. Schair, reroute, go to a different route. Amrina Lenazira. So why is Shimshon being taken to Karmi Timnasa? Aklapanim Abesai, the next event becomes a big part of the up and down and downfall of Shimshon, and that is the story with the lion. Pasuk says, "Vatitzach alav ruach Hashem, vayishsev kesagdi." Shimshon, the Gibah, he rips the lion like you rip a gadi. That's how easy it was. Why? Because "Vatitzach alav ruach Hashem." Umeumein biyada, he has no weaponry in his hand, so he did it with his bare hands. V'lahigid l'avav l'ime es asher asa. Yet he doesn't tell his parents. Now it's an interesting thing. Could you imagine? You go down the block. Your parents are going East 5th, and you go East 6th, and a lion comes and attacks you. And you had a mighty the goodness. Yeah? But you don't tell your parents. Why is he not telling his parents? Personal curiosity. You know what happened just now as I went the different block? A lion attacked me, and I got and zaga ichit. It's the chanes from the Rebbeinu Shleila, v'atitzachol of Yad Hashem. Asap niflei secha. We know the Briskerov speaks all the time that there's a schiyuv. When a nes happens, you're mechuyev to go and tell it over. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisrael about all the nisim wise of the Briskerov. Asap v'chal niflei secha. So why doesn't he say ta? Amen. Neri de Gnes just happened to me. Chapella. And the Pasuk is Madgish. He didn't tell his parents. So maybe the Pshat is. I went to look at the Mefarshim. I don't find that the Mefarshim addressed the Shaila. He doesn't tell us, but why not? He's humble, maybe. He doesn't want to tell him. Atitzlachal v'yad Hashem. Tell me, should a child come and not show his father that he got 100 on a test because he doesn't... The Shaykh Tzagan, Anove, Tzatata, Tzanes, Anes happened to him. He shouldn't say it over because he wants to have Chveis to be Mechasid from his parents. And what's even more interesting is, later on we're going to learn, in the next few Psukim, that this is not the end of the story with the Ari. What happens is he comes back and he finds that there's bees there, a beehive, and it's full of honey, and he takes from the honey. We're going to read the psukim in a minute. Let's read the psukim actually now. Okay, Vayasa v'yam l'kachta, Vayasa literally says Mapelis Aryeh, he sees the carcass, Mapelis is the carcass of the Aryeh, v'hini adas dveirim, and adas, it's an interesting expression, a beehive, I didn't know it was called an adas, It's interesting. Today they say, if you ever study the beehive, there's a whole community over there, like a whole infrastructure. Adas, interesting. Adas dvairim, but simply it means a that they gather together. Adas dvairim begvias arbe udvash, and there's honey there. Vayiridewal, cup of, so he takes from the honey with his hand. Vayelach halach v'eichel, and he eats it. Vayelach alav v'lima v'ayit lam v'yachel. Ah, he gives him to eat from this honey. So the honey he gives him to eat. And they have no question why he's walking around with honey in his hand. And he gives them to eat honey. Abazagin datzelim, why, what, ezagish. Which again, if the story was and he forgot about it and he left it alone, is ainzach. He comes back, he fills his hand with honey, and he feeds it to his father and his mother, and still doesn't want to tell him the origin. Where does all this come from? Lahigid lehem, again. The Pulsic again emphasizes V'lehigin lehem. Shoyim v'chigaret, no, you have to know V'lehigin lehem. Ki mikvias ayeh chada hatvash. Obviously, it was bedafke. If the Torah, if the Tanakh, if the Pulsic, if the Eilige Pulsic emphasizes again, he specifically does not tell them, obviously, it's bedafke with a big cheshbon. Let's go further, because this becomes a big part of another chapter, the coming chapter of Shimshon, that is his dealings with the Plishtim. Chazal say it had to do with Sheva Brachas Mishte. That's what it means, the Bachurim, that's they make a party. Shimshon comes and he says, "Achuda na lachem chida." I want to give you a riddle. If you answer the riddle, you'll get shleishim sadinim, shleishim chalifais. There's a prize at the end of the riddle if you get it. If you don't get the riddle, then you'll give me shleishim chalifais. What is the chida? Yoyim lechuda chidas chavanishma. Okay. Let us hear your riddle. Yoyim alehem meha'aychel yatsa nachal. From food comes food. Meha'aychel. From food yatsa nachal comes food. Me'az, from something strong, something which is not sweet, is the opposite of sweet, yatsa masay, comes sweet. Le'yachel la'agir ha'kchida shleishis yamin. Tell me, how in the world were they supposed to figure out this chida? You want to tell me? Do you have any? This is a thing that happened to him. Why in the world would this be a chida? Imagine if a person went somewhere and then he tells, "I have a riddle for you. Could you figure out? I mean, how and why would they figure that out?" Second of all, why is this a riddle? What's that? That's a big riddle. It's a story that happened to him. A riddle has to be something which is a mind. It's mind, make the mind think. How do you have this a riddle? I have a different question. What's the holding of the riddle anyway? So good, you can come and say it was the haschala of giving them patch. No, this was a... he's playing around with them. So play around with them a different way. I said, Edaf Geben Achida, and I'll give you Shleishim Sedinim. It's almost like he entices them with a prize. What do you need a chida for? I'll give him a prize if you get the chida. What's the chida? What is it? Chapela! So the Malbin, shame the gold. Heilige Malbin. He says, Mary de Kavart. If you notice, there's one extra word in the pasuk. Yeah? Achud, tagido eiselishim as pasuk yud beis. If you tell me what the riddle is, umatzasa. What does umatzasa mean? So pasha means getchafin, which means you got it. You got it right. Umatzasa. The Malbim says that's an extra word in the pasuk. If you tell me the riddle, that means you got it, right? If you give me the interpretation of the riddle, you don't have to say, Maybe you don't ever see when they have these things. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, you're a winner. Matzasa means you won. Matzasa. Gewonnen. Getroffen. Yiddish up and getroffen. Huh? They do. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's all it means. That's what I'm asking you. Matzasa just means getroffen. Ding, ding, ding.
Sometimes it means supplied.
Matzasa. Okay, so let me tell you what the Halakha Malbim says. The Malbim knows that there's no way in the world that they're going to get this answer. There's nothing. You know what he wants from them? He wants them to walk around trying to figure out in the daily newspaper, so to speak, what happened to Shimshon lately? Yeah. Is there an event in his life that he came up with this riddle? Umatzasa, he wants them to walk around the city and you know, and get the information with it. You know, did you see that? What does he want for that? He wants them to do homework, to investigate. You know, Rabbi Isai, I would say a pshat, and I'll tell you the emes. I don't have a klar in the halach in today's shiur. It's a thought. It's a rayon. It's drush. Libi Einuli, there's some emes to what we're going to say. I think it wasn't about tricking them or catching them. I think he wanted them to know the riddle. I think, and I believe, this riddle to Shimshon HaGibor was a message that he felt that he had to convey to them. Umatzasim, he wanted them to go and get the riddle because he wanted them to know what happened. It wasn't just a riddle to, what do we call that, to test their brain power. Sometimes you tell a riddle, you want to see the klug del menches, and it's a game. This was no game to Shimshon. This was, he wanted them to go and find out what happened. He wanted them. Umatzasa. You're looking at me. You don't like it. That's why we have a shift.
Why did he make a
My job that? Is... Oh, yeah. So slowly.
The reason is because that's why he didn't tell his parents.
Oh, so now you ask to see. Now you're, I'm saying something. Huh? Not telling the parents has something to do with that, right?
He didn't want the parents to know anything, so that therefore he can tell them that what you call them, he can help them because he can't find out from anyone.
So according to this, we have a good pashup shot. Why he doesn't tell his parents? You know why? He knows that they're going to come into the parents, yeah? And they're going to stand on the parents' head. And it's going to turn out that they're going to force the parents. And that's how what they did with his wife. They forced the wife. He ended up telling the wife, she gave up the secret. So in order to, so to speak, keep his parents out of it, and they shouldn't be in danger even, it's a dangerous thing for them too, he didn't tell them. Back to the Ein Higgley. I'll be evasive. I'm not here to tell you much. I'm sad. You know, I want to tell you a word. I want to tell you something. Okay. You ready for a guy in Rabbi Isai?
It was two steps.
Yeah.
The first time he was going, that's when he killed the lion. And he came, went back home. The second time he was going was when the
good, no?
So the first time when he killed the lion, he didn't tell his parents because he knew that a riddle was going to come up.
And yeah, he was planning on using it as a shvab. What's awesome, he was planning on using it.
No, actually,
the story, I mean, the way the Pasuk brings it, rather, it happened after. Meaning the chudul yichid happened after his return.
I understand, but he had to know from the time he killed the lion.
No, I'm saying even with the honey, he went back to give his parents. It was also before.
It was before the riddle, but when he killed the lion.
When he killed the lion, so you'll soon see. If you will give me a few minutes, you'll see that I have a thought over here. And when he killed the lion, he knew that there's more to the lion than the story. Okay. Rabbi, give me one more. You ready? I'm going to tell you a goyin. I don't even know how to chew it. You ready? The goyin says, "What's the lion with the honey and the oichel and that? What? It's a musa shmiz. You hear? There's two ramazim in the lion and the honey. Alice Farmer, Nachlas Shimon, they all bring this goyin. Everybody speaks this goyin. What's this goyin? First of all, lesson number one, me'eichel. That's the lashon of the pasuk. from Eichel. Me Eichel Yatza Eichel. Me ha Eichel Yatza Machel. That was a lesson. What's the lesson? You should give tzedakah. You see the word stuck here? Okay. Says the guy in the following. Sometimes you give an ani. What do you think the ani does with it? He splurges with it. He doesn't use his money properly. He indulges. So you think to yourself, why should I give the ani to eat? If he's misusing the tzedakah money. Guess what, Rabbi? It's a good question. We will have this question. How many times do we turn around to our friends? Look what he does with it. He buys with it. Right? We use those words. Right?
Same
words. I didn't want to say the words. The Surgeon General standing behind him and screaming, if you're using the muscle of the. You hear? Look what he does. He buys with it cigarettes. Okay. Suck del Gayin. You should give him stock anyway. Why? He said, that's the pshat the pasuk. Meha Eichel, he's an eater. He's a big eater, this ani. Again, Rabbi, you don't understand. If I said this pshat, you would definitely not tell me to come back next week. You would tell me there's something disconnected over here that I got it. The goyin, it's quoted in many places, the goyin, okay? Meha Eichel, the big eater. The ani's a big eater. Still, give him tzedakah, yatza machel, because you'll have from it also. Submits it tzedakah, and then when you give tzedakah, you get it. Says up the guy, okay? Don't judge the ani that he's misusing the money. Give him anyway, you'll have from it. Meha Eichel. He said that's why it's called Meha Eichel. It should say Meha Eichel, no, Meha Eichel, from the eater. Don't say Meha Eichel. It should have said Meha Eichel, from food. Meha Eichel, from the eater. Yatza Machel will come to you food. What about the second lesson? Umeaz yatza masik. Now it's interesting. There's rather Zohar that says, and the Gaon is interesting. He doesn't quote the Zohar, but the Zohar says this is going on Torah. Az is Torah shebiksav. Masik is Torah shebapeh. Like it says, Masukim idvash v'noy for sufim. Okay. So what shaykh zav with Torah? Says the Goyim like this, Me'az, sometimes a Talmud Chacham doesn't have Shein Amidus, Klapi Chutz, he's angry, he's Kanoi, he's a fighter. But sometimes it's necessary. Me'az, when the Talmud Chacham sometimes is Az, it's because Yatzam Masay, Shein Ateira will come from him. Are you as perplexed as I am? Could you tell me what this has to do with this story? Why the Musa Shmuz here? Why does he have to repeat it to the plisht? It's a pella. The chapella. Shush is walking in the street. He rips a lion, okay? So the Pashim Shat, the story, no, that's not that good for me. Why? The Pashim Shat story is the Abish Shonen. He can rip a lion, right? Which means that he could be able to go and kill the plishtim thousands at a shot, right? No, that's not that for the Goyim, that's not the lesson. The lesson is, even though the Ani, so you have to give tzedakah, and even though the Talmud Chacham, Masik, and then he goes, and I imagine Shimshon Agiba understood this Goyim, right? Kalav the Yeshiva Mistam, man. Tchashefet. He's coming, understood. Otherwise, what's the Marshal, right? Obviously, he understood this Marshal, right? So he uses this now. Let me tell you, you get up in front of the government and say, you know, I have a riddle for you, yeah? Explain to me Rebel Yelopion's Hezber in Kairach. What are you talking about? How did this become the lion and the Dvayrim was Tutsachapta? Basically, like I said, you hear the kasha? It's not a pellet to you? What happened? I said, I read a guy, I'm like, where did it come in here? What happened? Okay, I said, give me a minute to kapi machshav. Again, like I said, I don't have ra. Usually I have more shtick of ra as to what I say. This is Libby Eiberman. Is Klal Yisrael deserving of this Shimshon? Pasuk says clearly in the beginning of the story of Shimshon, no. That's how the period begins. The period begins. Ayosifu b'nei Yisrael lasi sara b'enei Hashem. Vayitnei Hashem b'yad plishtim abayim shana. Pella, no? So they're not deserving. They're not deserving of a Shimshon. We know Shimshon is Mashiach. Azazam Chazal, first spoke about it last week. Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve, yet they get a Shimshon, a manik. Isn't it strange that the manik is a warrior? Looks around killing people all day. Patel. So I'll tell you the truth. I feel, okay, that they went to war. And there were rules of war. And forgive me, because I just want to bring out the point. And again, Chas V'Shalom, you know, I'm humble. I don't mean to speak what I shouldn't say. Shimshon was a terrorist. All right? You understand now what I'm talking about? Shimshon was a terrorist. Shimshon did acts of terror. Strange acts of terror. I mean, it was bizarre. He would just walk around and say, I'll give you a riddle, you didn't get my riddle, I'll kill you. I mean, you stole my riddle, I'll kill you. Me'az Yatzah Masek. There's an interesting hesber to Shimshon. Shimshon is that Klal Yisrael is not deserving of the Yeshua. The lesson is staka, maybe. Again, maybe. Rabbi Nishlalam gives Klal Yisrael Yeshua. And what do we do with it? Well, we deserve it of it, an afal pike. Yet, the Talmud Chacham, even though it's Az, right? Yet, what could happen from it is Yatzah Masek. Now, it's a little in the Luftrabbi side. Let me add on a little Nakuda here. Let me ask you a question. What is the significance of Karmei Timnasa? Okay. Rabbi said, Karmei Timnasa, says the Medrash and Parashas Nasi, was part of the Musa Shmuyas that the parents gave Shimshon. How you talking? You go and you marry an Arela. Kerem, Klayim. There's no Klayim. How could it mix? It's a Medrash, Rabbi. They took him to Timnas, to the Vins, and that was answering already the first question. Why are they going to the Vins of Timnas? Like Chazal, they were using it as a Musa Shmuyas. It's not Shayat Klayim, you know. Now, Grada, it's interesting. Or I always had on this Medrash. Why didn't they show him Zayas? Why are they showing him Kerem? Huh? Let me show you something interesting. There's an interesting Rekeach. The Chashmonaim, the oil, the Yavanim, the Mutama, the oil. What was their big thing about the oil? What was the big agenda against the oil? Timu Kalashman. So there's a Rekeach that says, your children will be like shtile of zeisim. Says Rekev, you know why? You can't make klayim out of it. The only thing that doesn't mix, oil doesn't mix, it doesn't. Zeisim, you can't make klayim, there's no metzias of klayim. Bonecha kishtile zeisim, your children should be kosher without any outer. Okay. So l'chayr, if he meant to say this, they should have given the marshal of Zayas. Okay. We'll talk about it. It's not enough time. The chilik between Anavim and Zayas. But upon him, it was a Musa Shmuyas. Says the Alshich. So now, Shimshon is feeling very bad that he's going to take what? He's going to take the Plishti. He got the Shmuyas. So the Rebbeinu Shalom showed him the story with the Aryeh to tell him, Me'az, make me as Yotzah Masaik, that I have a cheshbon that you should marry a Gaya, You should marry a Geiris because me'az yatzal masek. It's getting more and more interesting, huh? You're listening to what's going on here? There's a shmuyis going on over here, you hear? The tinasa, the kerem, is telling him, but you can't mix. The tat and the mamishayim, you can't mix. Zakta Rabbi Yishon, I'm showing you with this ari. There's a cheshmud there. Me'az yatsa masik. Do you know Rabbi Yisai? All those svarim talk how Mashiach is the same Yisrael of Az Matz Masik, the Giyayris. Where's Mashiach ben David come from? Mashiach ben David comes from Rus. Rus comes from? Mayav. What was the story of Mayav? We know the story of Mayav. Me'avi. From the lowest point comes the Yeshua. Every sefer of Tzadik HaKach, al red del Yisai, that Mashiach had to come, here, Yehuda, Yehuda and Tamar. Chapela, right? Tamar, Yehuda, Peretz, also from what? From things which are seem to be dark, questionable. Shimshin was supposed to be Mashiach. Me'az Yotza Masir, Rabbi Yishon was telling Shimshin that there's a Mahalach. And the Mahalach is Me'az Yotza Masir. You have questions. Chida. Chida's a riddle. Shimshin had a riddle. His life was a riddle. Life of Rabbi Yishon is a big riddle. Shimshin, the Rabbi Yishon, told him the answer to the riddle, understanding that it was from the Eibishter. He understood that he has to go what? And use the riddle to teach the plishtim Me'az Yatsa Masik. Why? So if you look at the tzaddik, we'll talk about Klal Yisrael has to have a Yeshua when it's at its lowest point, right? Be'itach Yishana, we know the chilah between Zacha, Lai Zacha. When Klal Yisrael falls to the Mem Tesh Aritum, there's also Ge'ula. It works both ways. So what's the pshat? So there's a few mahalchim. The tzaddik learns l'sakein elam b'malchus shakai, which means Mashiach is about a tikkun. So pagam, from the lowest of pagam comes tikkun. That's hecher and yanim, Rabbi Yisai. So again, to us on a more pashto level, klal Yisrael, at the point where it's broken, that's when the Yeshua is matzniach. Me'az Yotza Masaik, it's a lesson that when Klal Yisrael is at its lowest point, the Rebbein Yisrael creates Matzmiach Yeshua, the Rebbein Yisrael creates Geula. This is what Shimshin had a chid, he didn't understand. If he's supposed to be the Nazir Likin, if he's supposed to be the Mashiach Yisrael, how did he become an Edom by a Plishti? How did he become an Edom by a Plishti? And the teretz is me'az yotza masaik. The Rebbe Hashem showing him that there was a cheshbon. Now I'm going to tell you something very interesting. I saw in the Malbim. This is a very interesting thing. Malbim. Why was it dafka with an ari? Yehuda. What was Yehuda? Yehuda was an ari. Mashiach, Peretz, Yehuda, Gvura. He's being taught his mission in life. Shimshin is Vayerit Shimshin. He's taka puzzled. The Tatan, the Mamikumtan, Zatan, was Tutzach Abda. So they teach him all about Mashiach, which means Yehuda, Geula, Me'az Yatsa Masik. And that even though the Pshat is Klal Yisrael is not ready for it, Rabbi Yisrael says, I give it anyway. All the lessons that there are in the Mashiach, which is l'chayra chida, which is a puzzle. So Shimshin takes this and he says it's not a regular chida. What is it? Playing games? He's playing fakirat matzasim. He wants them to do the homework, and he should learn the lesson that the Rebbe Yishon was sending him on a mission, like the story of the thing. Now Rabbi say this is. In Yonim, I don't know. Like I said, I don't have rayas to it.
But there's Yehuda also ended up in
the what?
Yehuda ended up in Timnas also, by Tamar.
By Tamar, that's what I'm trying to tell. I didn't speak that. You know what it is? I'm looking at the clock and I'm really cutting short 50% of what I want to say. Yehuda with Tim, what happened was in Timnas. Ayer Yehuda Timnas, it's the same Lush.
Rashi brings Shimshon.
Shimshon, yeah, yeah. Yehuda Vesai, Saman was a wolf. I'm saying it to her, Vesai. When he sees the story with the Ari and the Maziat Zomasek and the Giyaris and the whole Shimshon is learning your job is to be like Yehuda. Your job is supposed to be the Mashiach. And therefore he's telling them Achida that they should learn Umatzasem Hagidali. They should do their homework because this is the mission that the Rabbeinu Shlomo sent.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.